This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Johnny Miller won 25 times on the PGA Tour, including a couple of major championships. He is a member of the World Golf Hall of Fame, lead analyst for NBC's golf coverage. It's always a pleasure to welcome Johnny Miller back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Johnny.
Yeah, nice to be on your show again, John. Thanks.
All right, let's preview the Players' Championship. I know Dustin missed the Masters. How can he not be the favorite going into the Players?
Yeah, it's just whether he's rusty or not, but he's got so much confidence right now and really not any weakness. He used to be sort of weak with the putting and wedge play, and that's now become right up there with the rest of his game. And you know, he sometimes can get off a little bit with the driver, but most of the time he's great with that too. So I'm not sure he maybe totally loves the Players' course because it's, you know, sort of an intricate put it here, put it there course. And it's hard to use the power because you can't use your driver very often. You only can use it on about, on the 14 driving holes, you probably could use it maybe six times is all. So not like you can show off your power that much on it, even though Jason Day won it last year. Opening was 63-66 and sort of just waltzed in from there, but and he's got a lot of power too. But he was the hottest player in the game last year and he won, and of course, like you say, Dustin's the hottest player now. I don't know how he's feeling, but I would imagine he's okay.
Do you get a sense, Johnny, from the work Dustin has put into his game in the last year, that the other players on tour were almost kind of hoping that Dustin didn't figure it out?
Well, you know, it's funny because there's such an amazing crop. You know, in the 70s, there was an amazing crop of 10 or 12 players. Now again, the game is so healthy, even though Tiger's not part of it, but you know, you got guys like Dustin and Rory and Jason Day and Rose and Garcia and Spieth and on and on and on and on. You got all these guys you almost know by their first name. It's in a really good spot right now. But the one thing that Dustin does is that he doesn't overthink the game. And a lot of the guys now are so, you know, they're so mechanical and they got so many swing tips and coaches and, you know, they got so many things where Dustin's very very good about his physical part of it. He likes to work out, and I think he practices pretty hard, but I think he puts it in good perspective, the game. Doesn't take it. It's not his whole life.
You know, and that brings me to the question I've asked on this program of a lot of guests. There was a time in his career when we thought that was a negative in Dustin's game, that things just kind of rolled off his back and it was as if he didn't care enough. And now that seems to be a positive in his game.
Yeah, I think it's a good call there. I think his brother has learned to caddy better too. You know, Dustin was the kind of guy that needed a really good caddy, you know, and his brother was sort of a neophyte in the caddy ranks. And I think they've both sort of grown up together with a golfing IQ, and you know, I think they don't make as many mistakes. They know how to play smart golf and know when to pull the driver out, when not to. And I think that he's, you know, even though he's, you know, he's not a spring chicken, Dustin, was he? Like, I think he's around 38 years old. Mm-hmm. So you know, he's got three or four real good years left. And you know, I don't know how well he's gonna age because he's got such a, I would say he's gonna age well because his body is the best body for golf since Vijay Singh. He's so supple, and you know, he walks like Clint Eastwood after he's been in a bathtub for 3 hours. You know, he's just so loose, you know, and he's got that effortless power, and he's a big guy, you know. So, you know, he could last a while, just like Vijay Singh, who won more tournaments in his 40s than any guy ever, beat Sam Snead's record.
He could last a while, just like Clint.
Yeah, that's right.
We're talking with Johnny Miller here on the Augusta Golf Show. You mentioned Jason Day. Have you been surprised, Johnny, about Jason's performance up till now?
You know, the tour, if you really look at it, it's sort of get hot, fire, and fall back. You know, it's like, you know, we got so spoiled with Tiger Woods, he just stayed up there, you know. He didn't really, and even Phil Mickelson, he's a little more erratic, but he stayed up there pretty much for years and years. Now the guys, you know, they'll win maybe a year or two, and then they sort of diminish their game a little bit. I don't know if it's a money thing or if, you know, the guys get so darn rich now. You know, I think Spieth, they said, made like $45 million last year. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like, how do you stay motivated if you want to go have some fun or whatever? So, I don't know. It's just hard. It's hard to know about Jason Day. He just sort of falls into that category. Even though, you know, Rory was, everybody was saying he's going to break maybe Tiger's record of majors. On, you know, oh, sure. You know, I never said that, but, you know, it's just hard to stay up there. It seems like it's hard. I'm not sure. You know, I did the same thing. I had basically a three-year run where I was really hot, and I just sort of burn out. There's a lot of responsibility when you're, you know, fighting a guy like Jack Nicklaus, and that's, you know, even though he's a good buddy of mine, but, you know, it's just, maybe that's what it is. Maybe all the press demands and, you know, just everything that goes with being the top player, maybe the second best player, and, you know, it's not easy to stay up there for normal guys.
Did you find it hard to stay motivated?
Well, I was having so many children, you know. We had babies in 72, 4, 6, 8, and 80, and I grew up with the adage that no amount of success can compensate for failure in the home, and so that always haunted me. So I just didn't play many tournaments, and when I was home, I pretty much was a good dad and, you know, didn't practice, and, you know, and I don't know if it was the right thing or the wrong thing, but, you know, you only get one chance with the kids, you know, with your own kids, and if you miss that, it's pretty hard to get it back later. So I'm glad that I went the route I did. But, yeah, having all those children definitely softens you. There's no doubt about that.
Let's talk a little bit about the golf course. They've made some changes to the golf course, maybe the most significant at 12. Do you like what they've done to the golf course?
Yeah, I think so. 12 is, you know, they've put a water hazard up by the green with a slope just left of the green's edge. So if you hit it on that slope, it'll run down on the water. But, you know, 12 is historically the easiest hole on the course, and I think it'll still be the easiest hole on the course. But it'll be fun to watch to see if the guys try to hit driver. There's a couple pot bunkers out to the right, and they took out the great big mound that if you when you laid it up, if you pulled it, it would be a blind shot. But still a very easy hole, but it's more exciting, no doubt about it. But, they made some other little tweaks here and there, and I think that the course is actually – quite short, you know. When you really think about a course that's 7,200 and change yardage, I think it was 7,215 last year. For these guys, that's the length course that we used to play with the spinning ball and persimmon clubs, you know. And so, I mean, it's really a very short golf course. But it's got a lot of landmines out there if you go to the wrong spot. So I'm not saying it isn't a fun course. It's a fun course to watch. And you know, the back nine, starting on nine, you got a birdie hole on 9, 10, 11, 12, and then you've got to hold on to your shorts a little bit on the par 3, 13th and 14th. 15 is a so-so hole, and then you got birdie holes at 16, possibly 17, and then a tough 18th. So, you know, it's got a lot of Augusta kind of situation where you can make birdies and bogeys and doubles and eagles, and so it makes it sort of fun for the announcers too.
Speaking of Augusta, I have not spoken to you since Sergio's win. What'd you make of that?
You know, I've talked to so many people, and they've talked to me, I guess, more than me talk to them, but as a mate, I haven't talked to one person that wasn't thrilled that Sergio won. You know, I wasn't sure how American fans would, you know, react to Sergio winning. But what I found out, it is a very popular win. I mean, no doubt about it. Maybe if Sergio would have been in a playoff with Spieth, might not have been as, you know, he might not have had so many people pulling for him. But I think Rose had won the Olympic gold medal, and, you know, he's won a U.S. Open. And, you know, Spieth, you know, when you really think about Garcia, he deserved to get a major. He has a heck of a player. Boy, did he drive the ball well with that power fade, long and just a rip fade out there. And his iron game's always good, and his putter was pretty spot on. I mean, he didn't really choke. He was tough. You know, he was tough. Rose is a hard guy to beat when he gets close to the lead, but Garcia, he earned that one.
He is Johnny Miller. Johnny, I know you squeezed me in. You found some time for me. I appreciate that. Enjoy the Players, and thanks for doing this, Johnny.
My pleasure. This Players are going to be really good. It's just such a fun course to cover, and it's when you win at the Players, you got to have a good head on your shoulders, no doubt about it. We'll see what happens next week.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you. Appreciate it.